My full name is Rogério Torres, and I am originally from Brazil. I came in 2006, me, my wife, and my oldest daughter. Since then, we had two more children. I came to US looking to start over. Me and my wife, we thought that the best place for us to start over would be in a place that we do not know anybody. We are Christians, so we would be completely dependent on the Lord to help us on our journey here in US. We had some relatives here, and one of them invited us to stay with them while we could find our way here, find a place to stay. My profession in Brazil, I had to do some things that I was not proud of. And at one point of my life, I came to realize that I was being a hypocrite. I was saying something, professing something, but my actions were not reflecting my words. Over there, I knew all the shortcomings and everywhere to go to get things done. And sometimes it's not the proper way. And I do not want to do that no more. I made a decision that my actions would have to reflect my words as well. And instead of starting over in Brazil, we decided to start over in a different place. Most of the people that I know here, they were always really good to supporting us and helping us on our journey. They were always welcoming. At the beginning, we had so many needs. We rented a home and we had nothing. We had luggages with clothes. A lot of those people, they donated things for us, like couches, beds, plates, silverware. We had been blessed during this time that we are here. So I just love everyone that I had the opportunity and the privilege to know. I became a preacher with the Christian and Missionary Alliance. And after 10 years obeying the Lord, he opened a door for me to do what I do today, to work with immigration and help immigrants. There are a lot of need for immigration lawyers out there. We have a lot of immigrants in America, and they do need to do paperwork. Some of them need to go to court and be represented and defended in courts. So I started pursuing my accreditation with the Department of Justice. And in 2016, I started representing immigrants. I always liked school. One thing that is different in Brazil, and especially my family, my parents never took me to school. And we don't have buses to take us to school. So I always walked to school. And I was in charge to take my brother with me. I wish I could stay studying, but nowadays, especially after you grow, school is very expensive, so it's not an option no more. And plus, we need to work. My favorite part of Brazil, I would say, is the city where I was born. The city is called Pereira Barreto. It's on the countryside of São Paulo State. It's far from the capital, but it's a really nice place, and I love there so much. I grew up there, and then later, I went to the big city, São Paulo, which is still one of the biggest in the whole world. My whole family is from there, so that makes easy. We didn't have any problems with traffic or any other issue. In December 2020, I went even to my hometown, and it was completely different. Where I used to live, where I used to work, the city grew too much. It was a glad surprise to see that even though there is an economic crisis down there, this new president is doing amazing things for the country and for the people. However, we need to consider that COVID is hitting hard everywhere, and it was a big problem in Brazil as well. Nowadays, they are doing better. There are still a lot of challenges in Brazil. I never had any problem, no needs growing up. However, there are a lot of people in my country that do have needs. I am thankful that this new president is doing more things for them. And it was a glad surprise to see a lot of people in better conditions than when I left. what I like about Brazil and what I miss from Brazil is the people. Brazilians are very friendly. And even if they just met you, okay, right now, there is a great possibility that they will invite you to go to their homes to share a meal and sometimes even to spend the night. My life is here now, and I love staying here, being here.